Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Daily Detachment. You know, I was just scrolling through social media the other day, and there it was again. Another article titled, The Ultimate Guide to Conquering Procrastination. And you know what? It felt like a punch in the gut. Not because I'm particularly prone to procrastination myself, okay, maybe a little, but because it felt like we're constantly being bombarded with these solutions that promise instant results. But here's the thing, overcoming procrastination isn't about finding some magical hack or trick. It's about understanding the root cause, adopting a mindset shift, and cultivating habits that actually work for us. And trust me, it's more attainable than you think. Today, we're diving deep into the world of procrastination, exploring 5 key takeaways that can help you finally ditch those pesky delays and unleash your inner productivity powerhouse. First things first. Recognize that procrastination isn't just laziness. Ever felt like you have a million things to do, but you're paralyzed by indecision? You know that feeling when you stare at your to-do list for hours, unable to take the first step? That's often anxiety talking, fear of failure, perfectionism, or even the overwhelming magnitude of the task can lead us down the procrastination path. Now, let's talk about acceptance. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but sometimes acknowledging and accepting that you're procrastinating is the first step to overcoming it. Don't beat yourself up about it. Instead, ask yourself, what's causing this resistance? Is there a specific aspect of this task that I find daunting? Understanding your triggers can help you develop coping mechanisms and strategies to move forward. Remember those goals we set at the beginning of the year? You know, the ones we were super excited about but somehow got buried under a mountain of other things? It's easy to get sidetracked by distractions, that shiny new notification, a captivating social media post, or even just the allure of doing literally anything else. The key here is to create boundaries and focus on what truly matters. Designate specific work blocks, minimize distractions, and remind yourself why those goals are important in the first place. Now, let's get practical. Ever heard the saying, break the large task into smaller, more manageable chunks? It's not just some motivational poster cliche, it actually works. When faced with a seemingly insurmountable project, take a deep breath and break it down into smaller, less intimidating steps. This makes the entire process feel more achievable, and each completed step gives you a sense of accomplishment that keeps you motivated. And finally, celebrate your wins. Seriously, give yourself credit for every milestone reached, every task completed, every hour dedicated to progress. It's important to acknowledge your efforts and cultivate a positive self-image. Remember, even small victories contribute to the bigger picture, and recognizing them can make all the difference in staying motivated and overcoming procrastination. Think about that last time you put off a project or task. What were you feeling? Did you feel anxious? Overwhelmed? Maybe you just felt plain stuck? Now imagine that same situation, but this time you approach it with a sense of calm acceptance, break down the task into smaller steps, and celebrate each milestone as you go. Doesn't that feel a lot more empowering? That's the power of stoicism. It equips us to face challenges head-on with resilience and clarity, even when procrastination tries to tempt us. So remember, overcoming procrastination isn't about being perfect or getting everything done instantly. It's about cultivating a mindset of acceptance, understanding your triggers, breaking down tasks into manageable chunks, celebrating your wins, and most importantly, treating yourself with kindness throughout the process. You got this. Now go out there and crush those goals. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these insights. Let's spread the Stoic love and help each other stay unbothered. See you in the next episode, where we'll be exploring another facet of Stoicism that can help us navigate the ups and downs of life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.